This is program number LW2501. You like to play golf? If you do, listen up. Did you hear about the fellow who stormed into the house late one afternoon and he was so upset? His wife asked him, "What's the matter?" And he said, "Well, how would you like to play golf with a fellow who is short-tempered, easily angered, won't take advice, and is a sorry player anyway?" And she said, "Well, I don't really think I would." And he said, "Neither did George." Hi, this is Larry West. If you're a golfer, I got a story for you today that might interest you. If you don't like golf particularly, listen up anyway. I think you'll like the story. Two golfers stepped up to the first tee on the St. Andrews course at Ardsley, New York one day. Now, this really happened. That golf course is one of the oldest in America. The older fellow's name was Fred. He was a kindly man who played a thoughtful, deliberate game. The younger man, John, though, was like, well, I guess you could say he was like the fellow who stormed into his house that afternoon. He was impatient. On the first hole, he sliced, lost his ball in the tall grass, shot another one, and he had to take a score of 8 instead of 4 or 5. On the second tee, he began to lecture his caddy. He yelled, "Keep your eye peeled. I'm not here to do your job for you." Well, every bad shot he made after that seemed to be the caddy's fault. And at the end of the first 9 holes, John was so enraged that he discharged the caddy right there on the spot and began carrying his own bag. "That caddy doesn't like me," he said to Fred, "and I don't like him either." Well, after a few moments of silence had passed by, Fred spoke up. He said, "John, several years ago, a little kid from Yonkers came up here and was taken on as a caddy. He was a good-natured kid, quick-witted, willing, had a nose for golf. Everybody seemed to like him. His name was William. He had a club foot, but that didn't hurt him as a caddy. Everyone seemed to enjoy going out with him. One day," Fred went on, "a doctor member of the club got interested in William and took him south on a long trip. When William returned, he went back to caddying. The doctor, though, had to give up golf shortly after that because of his own health, and he died a few months later. One morning," Fred went on, "I was playing around with William carrying my bag. Spring was running riot all over Westchester County, and the field and hedges all around here were alive with blossoms. That day, William gathered up some flowers. In fact, he gathered up quite a large bouquet. I noticed it and asked him, 'Who's the girl?' And he told me he didn't have a girl. He didn't have a girlfriend at all. He said rather sheepishly that they were for a friend of his, the doctor. He told me that twice a week, he took flowers to the doctor's grave. What happened, John," he went on, "was that the doctor took William down south that winter and operated on his foot. He corrected the boy's problem, and William never forgot the doctor's act of kindness." Well, John was standing there, listening to all this, and after Fred had finished his story, John said, "Now that's a caddy worth having." He said, "Whatever happened to this William?" And what Fred told him shook John as though to his knees. Fred said, "That William carried your bag today for the first 9 holes." You know, what you judge in others often depends upon your own attitude. What the doctor had given William was kindness. What John had given to him wasn't. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Today, decide you're going to be especially kind. There's a someone you know that needs a kind word today. It was Jesus Christ himself who said one day, "You've heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you." Now that has to be the best advice anyone ever gave. I've written a pamphlet entitled, "What Controls Your Life?" Now, you know, there's something that controls each of our lives. For some, it's money. For others, it's position and popularity and prestige. For others, it's their temper. What controls your life? I'd sure like to send this free pamphlet to you. It's called "What Controls Your Life." Write me for it. It is free. Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.